This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Last week, I spoke with a New Hampshire mother who was unable to connect with her daughter after Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. Valerie Mowbray from the town of Holderness did not hear from her daughter, Mariah, for days after the Category 5 hurricane. Mariah lives on the island of Vieques with her boyfriend and three dogs. The island lost electricity, water, and internet service. And outside of a few satellite phones, there was no way for those stranded to communicate with anyone off the island. Mariah eventually made it off Vieques and landed in New Hampshire on Monday, where she was reunited with her mother. And she joins us on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're safe and anxious to hear your story. How did you eventually get in contact with your mom?
There's a hotel called the L Block in Vieques, and they had a satellite phone there. And they were doing communication with a lady named Marion, who was running a private charter plane. And she's friends with my mother, so she just had somebody come find me. So somebody just showed up on my doorstep. He said that my mother's friend was coming down, and they wanted me to get on the plane the next day so my mother could see me and come home.
Yeah, we talked to your mom last week, and obviously she was doing everything she could to make some contact with you and going through social media and trying to find some way of getting some kind of message to you. And how long have you been living on the island?
Just about 7 years.
Yeah. Are you going to go back?
I am, yes. I try to head back in the next couple of weeks. My boyfriend is still there.
Can you tell us what was happening on the island after the storm? What was your experience?
Well, there's not much, obviously, communication and no power or anything. I pretty much stayed in the house because we just had to be careful of people coming and robbing and looting. So the generator needed to be almost guarded just to make sure. So I stayed pretty much in the house for 11 days. I left twice to go to the grocery store just to get food.
Did you have a store open on the island?
Yes, the grocery stores are owned by a family called the Morales, and there's two of them, so they were switching. One would open and the other would close just to have some type of food. I mean, it was very bare. There's no produce or nothing like that. All, you know, canned and boxed food was available, though.
We're hearing so many reports of how Puerto Rico is struggling, obviously, to recover with limited resources. In Vieques, it's even more isolated. You've got to take a ferry ride to get over from the mainland. Did you see any help coming in from the outside before you were able to leave?
There was some. It was not, you know, a lot. The ferries did start to run again, so we got some shipments. The gas comes by ferry gas trucks, so we did get one or two gas trucks to the island, which was great. But it's slowly trickling in. It's getting better now from what I can see.
How did you get through the storm? Did you have a lot of damage?
Our house itself was fine. We did have some minor flooding. A 40-foot cement power pole was uprooted behind our house. All the streetlights had fallen down. We have a shop next to our house that had cement walls that were blown right off of the roof and blown over. And most of our neighbors' roofs were blown off, and our neighbor's house, the back of it, was blown away. So lots of damage.
And what happened to your neighbors? Were they able to take shelter? Were they on the island?
One neighbor was a seasonal house, and another one was able to get to a safer house and is staying there at the moment because she has no home anymore. So,
is there any kind of indication of a timeline here, and where do you think the island will be getting back to some kind of normalcy?
That's really hard to say. I've heard anything from the power coming back from 3 months to 8 months. You know, power would be, I think, the first thing to bring it back to normalcy or to, on the way to start to it. But hopefully within the year.
I'm wondering about the mood on the island itself. Obviously, you spent several days there without power. And as you said, you're worried about some looting. What is the mood like on Vieques right now?
People are sad. It's, you know, a lot of destruction, but things are starting to come back. We have all of our banana trees were wiped out, but by the time I was leaving, they already had big leaves coming back on them. The trees are starting to turn green again, so it's nice to see things coming back, so it's a good sign.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
Just ride it out. Wait to see how it unfolds, and you just kind of go day by day with it.
Well, Mariah, we wish you the very best, and we hope you can get back to Vieques soon, and hope to hear from you again and maybe get an update.
Okay, thank you very much.